First of all, I would like to thank Sridham Sakha Prabhu for having said so many kind words about me. Some of the information was new to me also. But I can take a cue from that and try to come up to standards. Exactly 1 year back, you had the misfortune of listening to a class by me wherein we described the mahima of Jagannath Puri Dham. And at the end of that class, I had promised you that that was only one half of the class and the other half I would speak sometime. So it is very risky to make a promise to Vaishnavas and not keep it. Somehow I have survived for this 1 year and I have this opportunity to be in front of you, and under the instructions of Shamanand Prabhu, try and speak something about the rest of the class, which describes pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, the Gundicha Marjanam, and the Rath Yatra. Since this is the week of Rath Yatra, Rath Yatra is coming up on this Saturday, I beg for blessings of all the Vaishnavas here so that I may be able to say something. Of course, to set the mood about speaking for the Rath Yatra, about Lord Jagannath, with your permission, I would like to start by singing a bhajan. If you have these song books, it is the if it is a big English song book, it's page 45. जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानन्दन त्रिभुवन करे जा चरण वंदन जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानन्दन त्रिभुवन करे जा चरण वंदन लीला चले शंख चक्र गदा पद्मदार नदिया नगर दंड कमंडलुकार के हो बोले पूरबे रावण बदिला गोलोकेर वैभव लीला प्रकाश करिला जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानन्दन त्रिभुवन करे जा चरण वंदन जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानन्दन त्रिभुवन करे जा चरण वंदन श्री राधा भावे बेगौर अवतार हरे कृष्ण नाम गौर करिला प्रचार श्री राधा भावे बेगौर अवतार हरे कृष्ण
वासुदेव घोष बोले कौरी जोड़ा जय गौर से ही कृष्ण से ही जगन्नाथ। वासुदेव घोष बोले बोले करी हाथ जय गौर से ही कृष्ण से ही जगन्नाथ। जय जय जगन्नाथ चिरनंदन त्रिभुवन कर जा चरण वंदन। जय जय जगन्नाथ चिरनंदन त्रिभुवन कर जा चरण वंदन।
All glories to the dear son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi, all the three worlds offer prayers unto his lotus feet. In Neelachal, he holds the conch shell disc club and lotus flower, while in the town of Nadia, he holds a sannyasi staff and water pot. It is said that in olden times, as Lord Ramchandra, he killed the demon Ravana, then later, as Lord Krishna, he revealed these splendorously opulent pastimes of Goloka. Now he has come again as Lord Gauranga, the fair-skinned incarnation endowed with the ecstatic mood of Sri Radha, and has spread widely the chanting of the holy names Hare Krishna. Vasudeva Ghosh says with folded hands, "He who is Gaura is he who is Krishna, and he who is Jagannath." Jagannath Swami Ki. So just to recapitulate in a very short, we spoke about how the importance of the Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, or what is also known as the Purushottam Kshetra Dham, was revealed to King Indradyumna, and because of his intense desire to attain the darshan of Nilamadav, he made various arrangements to go to this place, which is the place on this planet Earth where the Lord of the universe resides in a very wonderful form, the same form which was seen by Narada Muni in Dwarka when Mother Rohini was narrating the pastimes of Braja and Krishna, Subhadra and Balram immediately appeared there and they exhibited their Mahabhav Prakash form, which is what we see in the form of Lord Jagannath today. We had then gone on to explain the various personalities who visited Jagannath Puri, including Shankaracharya and all the great Vaishnavas. Today we will see about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in relation to Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya, after taking sannyas, was requested by his mother Sachi Mata and the other devotees not to go to Vrindavan. Instead, they requested him that the same Krishna who has his eternal pastimes in Vrindavan is also present in Jagannath Puri in the form of Lord Jagannath. And since Jagannath Puri is very close to Navadvip, they requested that instead if he went to Jagannath Puri, they could constantly get news about him and also visit him quite often. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is so magnanimous and always willing to please his devotees, accepted this request and he went towards Jagannath Puri. He started the journey, and on the way between Bhubaneswar and Jagannath Puri, he came to a holy river where there is a temple of Lord Shiva. At this place, Lord Shiva had performed severe austerities to please Lord Jagannath. He had stopped eating, drinking, and his body had become totally emaciated. He had become very thin and lean, just like a kapata bird. And hence, the deity of Lord Shiva over there in the linga form is known as Kapateshwar Mahadev. At this place, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to take a bath before taking the darshan. So he requested Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanying him, to hold his danda. While the Lord went for his bath, Nityananda Prabhu was holding this danda in his hand, and he asked the danda, "I hold Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in my heart, and what is he doing by holding you in his hands?" And immediately he broke the danda in two places and made it into three pieces. In his heart he was thinking that the Lord has taken sannyas, but he is having this one single danda as a ekadandi sannyasi, whereas actually he should be a tridandi sannyasi. So let me break this danda into three pieces. Having done this, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out from the river, paid his obeisances to Kapateshwar Mahadev, and they were about to proceed towards Jagannath Puri, he asked Nityananda Prabhu, "Please give me my danda. Where is my danda?" Nityananda Prabhu said, "Danda? Which danda? What danda?" He said, "I gave you my danda to hold. For a sannyasi, a danda is the only possession. All the demigods reside in this danda. All the three forms of Vishnu reside in this danda. Please, Nityananda Prabhu, return my danda to me." Nityananda Prabhu said, "Actually, you were holding the danda and you went into some ecstasy, and then you fell on me and the danda fell under you, and somehow the danda is broken." The Lord was externally very upset with Nityananda. And then he said, "I am not traveling with you towards Jagannath Puri. Either you go ahead or I will go ahead." Nityananda Prabhu said, "My Lord, please, you may proceed and we will follow you." So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started walking towards Jagannath Puri, and on the way, from a distance, he could see the chakra on top of the temple. As soon as he took darshan of the chakra, he immediately paid prostrated obeisances, because there is no difference between the chakra and the Lord himself. Having seen that the temple was within his sight, his anxiety for reaching the Lord increased all the more. And he started running towards the temple of the Lord. When he came very close to the temple, he immediately rushed inside. And on taking the darshan of the Lord, he fell unconscious. Right in front of the Lord, in the temple, in the Jagmohan Kirtan Hall, the people who are in charge of the temple, the security guards, they thought that this is some sort of a sahajiya sannyasi who is trying to draw the attention of the devotees in the temple, and they were about to beat him and take him out. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the spiritual master of the king of Utkal, King Pratap Rudra, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya noticed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he understood that his becoming unconscious was the sign of ecstasy which he had gone into on seeing the Lord. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately arranged for the Lord to be taken to his house. And when they took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, he very closely examined the Lord. He placed a wisp of cotton near his nostrils, and he realized that he was in a trance. Soon, Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees arrived there. They had first gone to the temple, they were looking for him, and when they didn't find him there, they followed him to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. And when they saw their Lord and Master in this state, they immediately started loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And on hearing this chanting, the Lord came back to his external consciousness. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was actually very, very impressed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw that this young, handsome, good-looking, attractive sannyasi of hardly 24 years of age. So he wanted to protect him. So he approached his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, and he told him that it is very difficult for a young sannyasi to maintain his vows until and unless he has very, very strongly studied the Vedanta Sutra. So he suggested to Gopinath Acharya that I would personally like to teach this sannyasi the intricate meanings of the Vedanta Sutra, and I am sure once he has understood that, he will be able to maintain his vows of sannyas. Gopinath Acharya came and explained this to the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he is having these fatherly feelings towards me. Actually, he is a very nice devotee. So he permitted himself to be taught by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was given this news by Gopinath Acharya. But once again, Gopinath Acharya tried to explain to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, why should you teach the purports of the scriptures to the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would argue with Gopinath Acharya by saying that in the scriptures it is said that the Lord is Tri Yuga. He does not appear in the Kali Yuga. Gopinath Acharya would explain to him from various quotations from the scriptures and explain to him how in Kali Yuga the Lord will appear in the form that he has appeared. And there would be intense arguments. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would say, oh, that's alright, that's alright. We are, you know, relatives. We are brothers-in-law. Why are you becoming so upset about this? So it was decided that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would hold these classes for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Jagannath temple itself. So this way, he continued to teach the intricate meaning of Vedanta Sutra to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for many days. The Lord would very silently listen to what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was saying. At the end, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have been very quietly listening to what I have said for so many days, but you have not asked a single question. Have you understood what I was saying? The Lord explained that the Vedanta Sutra written by Vedvyas is a brilliantly effulgent as a shining sun at noon, but your explanations are like the dark blackish clouds that obscure the real purpose of the scriptures. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was astounded. He was flabbergasted. He says, what do you mean? I have been trying to explain this intense literature to you and you are criticizing me and saying that whatever I have said is wrong? If you have a better understanding, you please explain to me what is the purport of the Vedanta Sutra. The Lord then explained to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, refuting each and every explanation given by him and coming to the conclusion that the same Vedvyas has written Srimad Bhagavatam, which from beginning to end is nothing but the devotional service by the devotees of the Lord and the pastime of the Lord himself. That in fact is the correct understanding of the Vedanta Sutra. However, the Lord wanted to bestow his blessings on Sarvabhauma. So after having explained to him the correct meaning of the Vedanta Sutra, he exhibited his six-armed form and gave his Shadabhuj Darshan to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In his two hands, he was holding the flute and playing upon it. On the next two hands, he was holding the bow and the arrow. And the third pair of hands, he was holding a kamandalu and a danda. So he exhibited his forms as Lord Krishna, Lord Ramchandra and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And he gave this unique darshan to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. One day, the Lord woke up Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya from his sleep. The Lord was returning from the temple and he knocked on the door of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and immediately he got a response of Hari Hari. So when the Lord saw Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just woke up from his sleep, he offered him some Mahaprasad which he had got from the temple. And immediately, Sarvabhauma paid obeisances and honored the Mahaprasad. The Lord chastised him. He said, "You are a learned Brahmana. You follow the principles so strictly. You just got up from your sleep and you did not wash your face, you did not brush your teeth, and immediately you have started honoring Prasad. What is the meaning of this?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "My Lord," he repeated from the scriptures saying that as soon as one sees Mahaprasad, no matter in what condition it is, it should be immediately honored. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My mission of coming to Jagannath Puri is today successful." When a hard-hearted Sarvabhauma has understood the meaning of Mahaprasad. After some time, the Lord told the devotees that he would like to travel to the western and southern parts of the country in search of his brother. The devotees did not want the Lord to go alone. They wanted to go with him. So they all said that if you are going, we will also come with you. But the Lord said, "No, I would like to go alone." Nityananda Prabhu tried to argue. He said, "My Lord, I have seen all the holy places in Bharatvarsha right from my childhood. So if I accompany you, I will be able to guide you to various places." The Lord said, "Nityananda, first of all, you broke my danda. And do you remember when I wanted to go to Vrindavan, you sent me to Shantipur. I am not taking you. There is no way in which you can come with me." But Lord Nityananda, out of his severe love for the Lord, really wanted someone to go with him. He said, "Okay, if you won't take me with you, please take Damodar Pandit with you." The Lord said, "Damodar Pandit? I am a sannyasi. He is a brahmachari. And he expects me to behave according to his understanding of the scriptures. I will not take him with me." The devotees pleaded, "Okay, please take Jagadananda with you." Said, "Jagadananda, according to my ashram as a sannyasi, I have to take a cold water bath in the morning, I have to bathe 3 times in a day, I have to sleep on the floor, and I am supposed to perform these austerities, and Jagadananda always wants to give me sense gratification.
And what's more, if I don't accept it, he stops eating and goes on a fast. I cannot take Jagadananda with me. The devotee is requested, please take Mukunda Dutt with you. The Lord said, at least Jagadanand goes on a fast. But Mukunda Dutt, he doesn't say anything, he only cries. So there is no way I will take Mukunda Dutt with me. I will not take anyone with me. I have to go and I have to go alone. Lord Nityananda pleaded. He said, my Lord, you have to chant on one hand and count your rounds on the other hand. How will you carry your pair of clothing and your pot? Please accept someone as your servant. So since the Lord said, I will not have any of you, Nityananda Prabhu requested, why don't you try someone new? He said, we have Kala Krishna Das. He is a very nice devotee. Please take him with me as your servant and he will serve you by carrying your clothes and your water pot. So at last, the Lord agreed. And for 2 years, he traveled through the southern and the western parts of India. While he was gone, Maharaj Pratap Rudra came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and he told him that I have heard that a very elevated sannyasi has come to Jagannath Puri. I have heard this from various sources. Can you please arrange for me to meet with this sannyasi? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, first of all, the sannyasi you are speaking about is no more in Puri. He has already left. He said, left? How could you do such a thing? Remember, this is the king. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is the spiritual master. The king is asking his spiritual master, how could you do such a thing by allowing this elevated sannyasi to leave my kingdom? You should have kept him back. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya tried to explain to the king that whom you call as an elevated sannyasi is in fact the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is Virat. He is totally independent. Who can stop him? He just does what he wants to do. The king was an ideal disciple. Immediately he accepted the word of his spiritual master and said, I accept that the sannyasi is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it is my desire to meet him and take his darshan and offer my obeisances to him. Srila Prabhupada explains that this is the only way of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just under the instructions of one spiritual master. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained to the king that what he is asking for is something very difficult. but I will try. When the Lord returned from South India, King Pratap Rudra made all arrangements for the Lord to stay at the house of Kashi Mishra at Gambira. He personally arranged for all his facilities and Sarvam Bhattacharya introduced the Lord to all the servants of Lord Jagannath. He introduced him to Kashi Mishra, in whose house the Lord was staying. The Lord immediately blessed Kashi Mishra by exhibiting his four-arm Narayan form. And then, when the Lord was at Kashi Mishra's house, all the devotees came to see him. Taking the opportunity, Sarvam Bhattacharya expressed the desire of the king to the Lord. And he requested him, "My Lord, King Pratap Rudra, who is the king of this province, would like to take your darshan." The Lord said, "Do you know what you are asking? This is something which is impossible for me to do." And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu became very disturbed. He said, "For one in the renounced order, it is abominable to meet a king. The king is a highly materialistic person, and he is always in the company of very materialistic persons. For a sannyasi, it is very dangerous to meet with such a person. In fact, it is worse than drinking poison. If you ask me again," he is warning Sarvabhauma, "I will leave this place and you will never see me again." This was a very heavy statement. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could not arrange this meeting, for his disciple was the king, and he was waiting for the king to come back. The king had gone to South India. After a few days, King Pratap Rudra came back with Ramananda Roy. And when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya informed him about what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said about meeting with him, he was totally broken hearted. He was broken hearted that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he has come as Patita Pavan Avatar to give his mercy even to the most fallen, the most insignificant, the most sinful. He has come to give his mercy to every living being except the most unfortunate of all fallen souls, the name of King Pratap Rudra. And in his state of mind, he said that if the Lord is unwilling to give me his darshan, because I am a king, I am ready to give up my throne. I am ready to give up my kingdom. I am even willing to give up my very life. Sarvam Bhattacharya was in total anxiety. Here was was his disciple who is so intent upon taking the darshan of the Lord. And here is his Lord and Master who is not willing to see his disciple. But he still had this desire that somehow or the other this meeting will definitely take place. The king told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that my body, my home, my family, my very life is absolutely useless. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya heard the king speak in this way, he was actually very pleased. And he told him that because of your determination, definitely in the future, you will dress as a Vaishnava and you will definitely get an opportunity to meet with the Lord. Since Ramanand Raya had come along with King Pratap Rudra, he came to pay his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he approached the king and he told him, he said, "My Lord, when I was in Kur on the banks of the river Godavari, and when we had met, you wanted me to give up my government job and come and full time serve you. I had presented this request to King Pratap Rudra, and the king was so happy on hearing that I would have this opportunity of serving you that he immediately relieved me from my services in the kingdom. He said, 'Go, Ramananda Rai, go. Go and serve the Lord. I will maintain your salary. I will also give you an increment. You go and serve the Lord.'" The king was so happy that I had the opportunity of serving you. He told me that, "I am so fortunate. My Lord, please, because of his act of allowing me to give up my services and be able to serve you, have mercy upon this king and please give him your darshan." The king has such love for you. I feel that I do not have that much love for you. When Ramanand Rai said this to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "Because the king has pleased you, Krishna will definitely someday fulfill his desires. And he will give full mercy to the king." The whole attitude was that of the servant of the servant. The Lord immediately asked Ramanand Rai, "Have you taken the darshan of the lotus-eyed Jagannath?" Ramanand Rai said, "My Lord, my body is a chariot and my heart is the charioteer. And my heart guided the chariot of my body to immediately come and take your darshan. And that is why I have come straight to you." The Lord said, "In any case, now you please go and take the darshan of the lotus-eyed Jagannath. In the meantime, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya received a letter from King Prataprudra. In the letter he said that I will give up my kingdom and become a beggar in the street. I will wear an ivory earring and I will beg. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya showed this letter to Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu was also totally moved by the intense devotion of the king. So he said that let us make a plan. He said the plan is, we will not ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give darshan to the king. Instead, we will glorify the king in the presence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in such wonderful words that the Lord will himself ask us who this devotee is. So according to this plan, they went to Gambira and all the devotees stood there. They stood there and they stood there. They were not speaking anything. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, have you come to say something? Nityananda Prabhu said, yes. The Lord asked, are you afraid to say it? Nityananda Prabhu said, yes. And there, he had to take courage and ultimately speak. Nityananda Prabhu begged Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, there is this King Prataprudra. He is such a pure devotee. The Lord said, say no more. Do you know what you are asking of me? What will the people say? Forget about the people. What will Damodar Pandit say? Damodar Pandit said, my Lord, according to me, you have already bestowed your mercy upon this king. And someday, I am sure you will give him your darshan. Finally, Nityananda Prabhu came up with a suggestion. He said, my Lord, can you at least give a piece of your clothing to the king so that he may at least remain alive for a few more days by worshipping this piece of cloth? On seeing the demanding nature of his devotees, the Lord said, okay, do what you like. They took a piece of clothing from Govinda and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya personally delivered that piece of cloth to the king Prataprudra. And the king, he worshipped that piece of cloth as if it was the Lord himself. Srila Prabhupada explains that this is known as Tadiya. When the remnants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are worshipped as equivalent to the Lord himself. The king said to Ramanand Roy, because these devotees were really, really very persistent, in spite of knowing that the Lord becomes angry, but they had this nature of being compassionate, So once again Ramanand Rai asked the Lord, can I bring the king to meet you? He said, you can do one thing. Does he have a son? He said, yes. He said, you bring his son and I will meet him. King Pratap Rudra's son had dark complexion. And when they brought him in the presence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord immediately embraced him. And as soon as he embraced him, the son of the king developed all the ecstatic symptoms of devotional love. The Lord told the child that you have reminded me of Krishna. I am so pleased with you. And from then on, the son of King Pratap Rudra became a very close associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is explained here that the Lord said to the son of the king that you are my dearmost friend. Whereas he would not even see the king himself. He said this because the son of the king reminded the Lord about Krishna. So, our dear friends are those who always remind us about the Lord and remind us about chanting his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. On the full moon day of the month of Jyeshtha, which is in fact the appearance day of Lord Jagannath and the deities, it is the Mahabhava Prakash day. On that day, Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram and Subhadra ji are brought out from the temple, and in the presence of all the devotees they are given a bath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his devotees took darshan of this beautiful, beautiful festival where the Lord was given a bath. But immediately after the festival, the Lord and all the devotees became very morose, because this was the Snan Yatra, and after this the Lord would not be seen for the next 15 days. At the thought of not being able to see the Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees were absolutely in a devastated condition. During this period of 15 days, which is also known as the Anavasara or the Navayavanam, the deities of Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra ji are painted and they are given a fresh look. And if you remember, we had said this in our last class 1 year back, that Lord Jagannath himself had instructed at the time when he was installed by Lord Brahmaji on how he would like to be worshipped. And he had said that for this period of 15 days of Anavasara, and then the period of Rath Yatra, and the period when he was at the Gundicha temple, and till he came back to the temple from Gundicha by return Rath Yatra, all these days the descendants of Vishwavasu, the Shabaras, would worship him and take care of him. So in this condition, when no one could take darshan of Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate the separation. It is explained that just as Srivas Thakur and his brothers in Navadvip could not tolerate when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip, they could not tolerate to stay alone in the same place without having the Lord, having the pastimes at their homes. So they immediately moved to a different place known as Kumarhatta, which is also the birthplace of Ishwarapuri. So also, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate the separation from Lord Jagannath and yet stay in the same place where he had taken his darshan. So he would leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alalanath. There he would take the darshan of Alvarnath, who was initially worshipped by the Alvars. In Alalanath, the Lord would exhibit so many symptoms of ecstasy in separation from Lord Jagannath. When he paid obeisances on a flat stone, the stone melted and all the limbs of the Lord have left the impression on that stone, which can be seen even today. Such was the intense love of the Lord for Lord Jagannath. While he was there in his intense separation from the Lord, he received a message from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that 200 devotees from Bengal have come and they would like to meet him. These devotees would come every year, and one grahastha, Shivanand Sen, would make all arrangements for their travel, for their accommodation, for their prasad. He would even pay the taxes every year. And the Lord was very pleased with him for the wonderful activity which he performed. He loved Shivanand Sen and he said that, "I love you so much that I consider your family to be a part of my family." Once Shivanand Sen informed the Lord, he said, "My Lord, please give us your blessings. My wife is pregnant." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on hearing this, became ecstatic. Srila Prabhupada explains, what does a sannyasi have got to do with somebody becoming pregnant? But because the devotee was so close to the Lord, because of his devotion to him, he expressed his ecstasy to Shivanand Sen. And he told him that he should name the child Paramananda Puri after the godbrother of his spiritual master. Shivanand Sen, when he went back from Jagannath Puri, his wife had already delivered this beautiful baby boy and they named him Puridas. This Puridas in future became Kavi Karnapur and he wrote transcendental literatures like Anand Vrindavan Champu and others. So when Lord heard that the devotees from Bengal have come, he immediately rushed to Jagannath Puri, although he was in the middle of this mood of separation from Lord Jagannath. But when he heard his devotees have come, he immediately came there to receive them. The Lord personally went to the point of Ataranala and received all the devotees from Bengal. He would apply chandan and embrace them and offer them a garland of flowers, exhibiting the philosophical understanding of etiquette on how we should act as the servants of the servants, although he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. To set an example, he was doing this. King Pratap Rudra, along with Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, was standing on top of his palace on the terrace and he was watching this. He was seeing that these wonderful devotees from Bengal were coming in such huge numbers and they were all ecstatically chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And he was astounded. He was asking Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who are these people? I have never seen such devotees before over here. I have seen so many groups of people coming. They are doing so many types of kirtans and bhajans. But what I have seen today, I have never seen in my life before. Who are they? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained that these are the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Bengal. And they are chanting the holy names of the Lord. But when they do it with such pure devotion, this Sankirtan becomes Prem Sankirtan. And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inaugurated. The king had a doubt. So he asked, he said, why is it that many great scholars and pundits ignore Lord Chaitanya? Although I accept what my spiritual master has says, I accept him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But why is it that people in general do not accept this simple fact? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained that it is not by erudite learning, it is not by performing some severe austerities, it is not even by performing sadhana that one can understand who the Supreme Lord is. It is only by the causeless mercy of the Lord Himself which comes through His devotees. When those devotees bestow the mercy on us, we can understand who the Lord is. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thus explained to King Pratap Rudra, and he was telling him about the great Vaishnavas who was coming in the group from Bengal. He was telling him about Advaita Acharya, Gopinath Acharya was telling them about Nityananda, And then they saw that Govind and Swarup Damodar, they brought garlands and sandalwood, and they were again receiving these devotees. They were paying obeisances to each other. The king personally made all arrangements. He made all arrangements for these devotees to stay. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally allocated the living quarters to each and every devotee. Gopi Varthur Padakamalo Yor Das Das Sanudas. In spite of being the supreme personality of Godhead, he wanted to set this example. Servant of the servant of the servant. After some days, a festival took place. The name of this festival is Netrotsav. The very word means that it is a festival for the eyes. Netrotsav. After remaining in separation from the Lord for 15 days, at last the day had come when the devotees could take darshan of the Lord. Normally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stand at the furthest end of the temple hall, behind the Garuda Stambha. And from there, he would take the darshan of their lordships. It is explained that while taking darshan, he would go into ecstasy, and while he was taking support of the pillar would melt, and the fingerprints of the Lord can still be seen on that stone. Behind the Garuda Stambha, there is an open space in which there is a sort of a kunda, in which the tears flowing from the eyes of the Lord would fill that kunda up. But today, on this occasion of Netrotsav, the son of Sachi came right in front of the deities into the deity room. And he stood there motionless without blinking his eyes, as if two hungry bumblebees were hovering over the nectar-filled lotus-like face of Lord Jagannath. These were the eyes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his ecstasy, tears were coming from his eyes, but he was trying to restrain the tears because they were blocking the vision of the Lord. While the bhoga was being offered in the deity room, the Lord induced the devotees to chant the holy names of the Lord very loudly by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Next day is Gundicha Marjanam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Kashi Mishra and the administrators of the temple, and he requested them that he would personally like to sweep and clean the Gundicha temple. They said, "My Lord, you are the supreme personality of Godhead. Why should you perform such a menial activity? We will all clean it." The Lord asked them to bring hundreds of brooms and buckets. And then he personally applied chandan on the foreheads of each and every devotee. He He garlanded them with flowers and gave them a broom in their hand. And he himself took a broom and started cleaning the Gundicha temple. He removed all the dirt, all the pieces of straw, all the dust, all the particles of dust. And having cleaned the whole temple, he asked all the devotees to collect all the dust in their cloth and place it outside the temple. Having done this, the Lord went into the temple again and he said, the temple is not yet clean. We will be welcoming the Lord to this temple. So this temple should be meticulously clean. To set an example, he himself once again started using the broom and sweeping. He was sweeping with such enthusiasm. It appeared he has hundreds of hands. And after this second cleanup, all the devotees collected their piles of dust and put it outside. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu single-handed the dust which he had collected. He put it outside. It was much more than the pile of all the other devotees put together. On his word, hundreds of devotees brought pots of water. Thousands of pots of water were brought from the Indradyumna Sarovar. And they started splashing the water on the grounds of the Gundicha temple. Devotees would go back and forth and fill water in the pitchers. And when there was a huge crowd in Indradyumna Sarovar, they would go to the other wells and the kundas. And the entire temple was filled with water. And then they removed all this water and put it outside the temple. Then the Lord took his cloth and personally started polishing the floor of the temple. Seeing him, all other devotees also started doing the same thing. At this time, one Bengali devotee, he poured water on the lotus feet of the Lord and accepted the Charanamrita in his mouth. The Lord became very upset with him. He was very angry and he told Swarup Damodar, look at this Bengali devotee of yours. In the temple of the Lord, he is putting water on my feet and drinking it. Swarup Damodar gently held the devotee by his neck and took him outside the temple. And he came and begged the forgiveness from the Lord and said, my Lord, please forgive him. This is Vaishnava. All of us have committed so many offenses at the feet of Vaishnavas and at the feet of the Lord. We have no hope except that some Vaishnava on our behalf prays to the Lord and requests him to forgive us. That is our only hope. That is the only hope we have from Vaishnavas. That is why every day we say, Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhube Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Swarup Damodar then went and explained to the devotee. He pacified him and he said, actually, the Lord is happy in his heart. But just to set an example, externally, he was upset with you. After having cleaned the Gundija temple, the Lord went to Narasingha temple, which is very near. At the Narasingha temple, the same process was repeated. The entire temple was cleaned by brewing it, by putting water and washing. There is one thing I forgot to tell you. While the devotees at the Gundija temple were washing and cleaning the temple, obviously they needed something from the other devotees. Sometimes they wanted a broom, sometimes they wanted a cloth, sometimes they wanted a bucket, sometimes they wanted water. But by some inexplicable procedure, the only word they would say to each other was Krishna, and the other would immediately understand what he wanted, whether it was a broom or the water or the bucket or the cloth. So each and every devotee was just saying Krishna, 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 Krishna. And this way they also cleaned the Narasingha temple. After having cleaned the Narasingha temple, the Lord took all the devotees for a bath towards Indradyumna Sarovar. And on the way to the Indradyumna Sarovar, he induced them to chant the holy names of the Lord by loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. During the kirtan, he asked Advaita Acharya's son, Gopal, to chant. And Gopal started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. And he went into ecstasy. When he went into ecstasy, he became unconscious. The devotees tried to bring him back into external consciousness. Nothing worked. The devotees tried to chant loudly. Did not work. They tried to chant the Narasingha prayers loudly. It did not work. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on seeing the state of the devotees who were all crying because this little boy was so dear to all of them, he just said, Gopal, rise. And Gopal immediately stood up and started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. After this wonderful kirtan, it was time to take bath in Indradyumna Sarovar. The devotees entered the sarovar, and in a playful mood started splashing water on each other. They started having water sports. Advaita Acharya and Nityananda, they started splashing. It was Nityananda who first splashed into the lotus-like eyes of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya started cursing, Who are you? We do not know what your caste is, where you are coming from, who your creed is. This useless person, you are splashing water into my eyes, I cannot see anything. And then he started splashing Nityananda. At the other end, Ramanand Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they were splashing at each other. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Gopinath Acharya, he said, what is happening over here? These Maha Pandits who know the scriptures in so details, what are they doing? Why are they having these water sports? Why are they behaving like small children? Gopinath Acharya said, my dear Lord, it is because of your mercy that their hearts, which are like dried up oil cakes, have now developed love of Godhead and bhakti within it. It is all because of your mercy that they are behaving like this. The Lord then asked Advaita Acharya to assume the form of Ananta Shesha, and he himself laid down as if he was Shirodakshaya Krishna, Vishnu. And they kept on floating and going around the entire lake of Indradyumna Sarovar. After this, what happens after a bath? There was a feast. The devotees had worked very hard. They had cleaned Gundicha temple and Narsingha temple. They had taken bath and had water sports. And obviously, they were very hungry, like most of you are now. The Lord, with his own hands, started serving the prasad. In his hand, he would hold prasad, which was enough for 5 persons to eat at a time. And such helpings he went on putting in all the plates. But none of the devotees would start eating. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Swarup Damodar requested the Lord. And they said, my Lord, till you start, nobody will touch prasad. Please, we have a place for you next to Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Puri. You please be seated, and only after you have accepted prasad, we will also all join you. While sitting on his place, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart, could know exactly which preparation which devotee wanted, and he would guide the servers, give him sandesh, give him malpua, give him shak, give him rasgulla, and the devotees would be serving. And those who got this were astonished to know, how is it that the Lord knew exactly what they wanted? Such was the feast of these Vaishnavas. The cleansing of Gundicha temple is actually representing something. It represents the cleansing of our own hearts. It is explained that our heart is the temple for the Lord. And if we so desire for the Lord to manifest in our heart, then we must perfectly clean our heart with great attention by following the regulative principles, by hearing about the glories of the Lord, by serving the devotees of the Lord, by chanting the holy names of the Lord. We sweep our hearts. So let us chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
By chanting, we can get rid of all the anarthas. And by following the four regulative principles, we can keep our hearts clean. These are the principles of devotional service. And this is the process of bhakti. Should I continue? We are now talking about Rath Yatra itself. The day after Gundicha Marjanam is the day of Rath Yatra. Early in the morning, the first occasion is of Pahandi Vijay. The Lord, along with the devotees, goes to the temple and takes darshan of the deities. And the Daitapatis and the Daitas are tying the Lord. First of all, they take Lord Balaram. The Lord is tied with a silken rope, and all the devotees, these deities are very huge and they are very heavy. It takes hundreds of devotees to move one deity. Someone is holding them by the arms, someone is holding by the feet, someone is holding by the shoulders, someone is holding the rope. And this way the deities are moved and brought towards the cart. On the passage, huge pillows filled with cotton are kept, so that when the daitas have to place the deities, they can place them on these pillows. And the weight of these deities is so much, when they place them on these pillows, which are known as tulis, the pillows would burst and the cotton would go up in the sky, chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. After all the three deities and Sudarshan have been brought onto the carts, amidst a lot of loud chanting and kirtan, we must understand one thing, that this particular pastime depicts the Lord's Leela in Kurukshetra. It is in the Dwaraka Bhav. He, along with his brother and sister, are about to ride on the chariots and go towards Vrindavan. So they are all very excited. Krishna and Balaram especially are so excited. It is said, and most of you have seen it, that they are walking like supreme drunkards. We have seen how drunkards walk. They sway from right to left. And what we see, these materialistic drunkards, is only a perverted reflection of the purna drunkardness of the Lords. They have such beautiful, huge, big crowns made out of bamboo splits and flowers. And when they sway, these crowns sway with them. And these beautiful forms, after they are placed on their chariots, it is now time for the king, King Pratap Rudra, to sweep the floor in front of the deities and the cart. We have to understand the mood in which King Pratap Rudra is performing this seva. It is not a formality. It is not like one of our present day chief guests coming and doing some ritualistic activity to inaugurate something. The king, with intense desire, wishes to sweep the road on which the chariot of the Lord will pass. And to accept such a menial service, this is opulence. For someone who is quite lowly in material life, to do something lowly is nothing great. But when someone who has everything and is the king of the place, for him to perform a menial service of a street sweeper is real opulence. The street sweepers, as we know, here we call them, in India we call them as bangis. It was explained that the most natural way of performing the ablutions in the morning is to go to the open fields. But these days in cities, there are no more open fields. So someone said they use the railway tracks. But people would have in their homes a separate room at the back where they could perform these duties, and what was left behind would be carried in baskets by these bangis. It is known as the night soil. This is the state of a street sweeper. And King Pratap Rudra was willing to play the role of a street sweeper for the Lord Jagannath. This was his humility. We also heard examples. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami at Ramkeli, when they would be giving their Bhagavad Saptas, when the devotees would come, they would get up from the middle, go and receive them, arrange places for them, serve them personally out of humility. And it was this humility of the king which impressed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there and then he decided that he will surely bestow his mercy upon him. After the road sweeping, it was time to pull the carts and start the procession. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of the carts and he was loudly chanting, Manima, Manima, which is the way of addressing someone who is very great and receiving him and welcoming him. Then he formed 7 kirtan parties. In the first kirtan party, he had Swarup Damodar lead the kirtan and Advaita Acharya was the lead dancer. In the second kirtan party, he had Srivas Thakur as the lead kirtan chanting and he had Nityananda Prabhu as the lead dancer. In the third party, he had Mukunda Dutt, and for dancing, he had Vakreshwar Pandit. Once, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leading the kirtan, Vakreshwar Pandit danced for 72 hours continuously. Such was his intense devotion. In the fourth group, which was for the devotees from Shantipur, he had Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda. He had Achyutananda, the son of Advaita Acharya, who was the chief dancing group. From Kulina Gram, he had Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda. And from Srikhanda, he had Narahari Sarkar and Raghunandan. We have all heard about Raghunandan. Yes? Raghunandan is this same little boy who pleased Abhiram Thakur. Abhiram Thakur is a very highly elevated Vaishnava. And he would not tolerate anyone passing off as pure devotees. He had a whip by the name of Jai Mangal. And if he whipped someone with this whip, that person would immediately attain the love of God. But also, if he paid obeisances to a person and if the person was not a pure devotee of the Lord, the person would immediately die. If he paid obeisances to a deity and the shaligram was not a true shaligram, it would crack into powder. When Raghunandan once made an offering, and that offering was accepted by the Lord, his glory spread far and wide. Abhiram Thakur heard about this and he came to Shrikhanda. When the parents of Raghunandan heard that Abhiram Thakur is coming towards Shrikhanda, they were very much in anxiety. They were afraid for the life of the little boy. So they hid him at the outskirts of the village. And when Abhiram Thakur came looking for him, they said, he has gone out of the village. Abhiram Thakur started chanting. And when Raghunandan heard that chanting, he came running. And he came and embraced Abhiram Thakur. And immediately Abhiram Thakur paid his obeisances to this little boy. And Raghunandan survived. To the great relief of his parents. This Raghunandan, when he came to Jagannath Puri along with his father, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked his father, are you the father of Raghunandan or is Raghunandan your father? His father replied, spiritually Raghunandan is my father. So in the seventh group, Raghunandan was the lead dancer. And the Lord induced the devotees in these seven groups into loudly chanting and dancing. There were two mridangas and several pairs of kartals in each group. The chanting and the dancing would end into tumultuous noise. And then suddenly a miracle took place. What was the miracle? In each circle, the devotees could see that Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu was performing his ecstatic dance in their circle. And this is what the devotees in each circle thought. So what had really happened was the Lord had expanded himself into seven forms and he was dancing in each circle. And not only that, in each circle he was looking at each devotee and every devotee thought that the Lord is looking only at me. In this way, the dancing continued. But there is one thing about this particular pastime. The king Pratap Rudra, because of his menial service as a street sweeper, received a very confidential blessing from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And with that blessing, it was only he who could see that the Lord was dancing in seven different circles. And he could also see that the Lord was dancing as Krishna and dancing for Krishna in the form of Lord Jagannath. These two merciful blessings were bestowed on him by the Lord himself. while Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, suddenly all the seven circles became one big circle. And the Lord was dancing in the center of that circle in unforeseen ecstasies. He was shedding tears, and the devotees around him would become wet because these tears would come out as if they were being ejected from some syringes. His bodily color would change from red to pink to white. His teeth would chatter as if a small child was open in the winter. And individually each tooth would be dancing as if it would fall out of his mouth. While he was dancing ecstatically, foam was coming out of his mouth, and this foam would just spread on the devotees around him. And one devotee who was an expert at relishing these mellows, Shubhananda, collected this foam and took it as Mahaprasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! Sometimes the Lord would become very heavy. When he was dancing, the earth would tilt with the mountains on the other side going up. And sometimes he would become very light, as if he was a wisp of cotton, and the devotees would lift him up and he would be floating in the air. This dancing at one stage reached such maddening heights that no one knew what was happening. And at the culmination of this, the Lord collapsed into the arms of King Prataparudra. The king felt so ecstatic. But when the Lord came back to his external consciousness, he said, what a total disgust. He said, what an abominable activity. What is this? What have I done? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya pacified King Prataparudra and told him that the Lord is just externally saying these things, but he has actually bestowed his mercy upon you. While dancing, the Lord would indicate to Swarup Damodar as to which verse he should recite. And according to the verse which Swarup Damodar would be reciting, the Lord would dance as if he was performing a drama by enacting the meaning of those words which Swarup Damodar was reciting. Srila Prabhupada explains, and the Acharyas have told us, what is the inner tattva of Rath Yatra. Lord Chaitanya is in the bhav of Srimati Radharani. During the solar eclipse at Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna, along with his queens, ministers, soldiers and other relatives from Dwarka, went all the way to Kurukshetra to take a bath. And by his mercy and by his will, the Brajavasis also came to Kurukshetra to take the darshan of Lord Krishna. At Kurukshetra, Srimati Radharani, who is the leader of all the gopis, while all of them were very happy to see Krishna once again, were also very sad because this is not the Krishna they knew. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing the song during this Rath Yatra, which depicts what Lord Krishna was being told by
Srimati Radharani. She says, you are the same Krishna. I am the same Radharani. These moonlit nights are the same. But I do not feel any happiness in my heart by seeing you over here. Here you are surrounded by all the soldiers and the ministers and the rich queens. I had seen you in Vrindavan when you were surrounded by the gopas and the gopis. Here there is the noise of the rattling chariots and the elephants. In Vrindavan, there was the sweet music of the flowing Jamuna and the chirping birds. Here, you are dressed as if you are a royal king. And in Vrindavan, you are in the simple dress with the kunjamala, the garland of wildflowers, peacock feather in your hair. Please come back to Vrindavan. Have you forgotten Nanda Maharaj? Have you forgotten Mother Yashoda? Have you forgotten Govardhan? Have you forgotten Yamuna? Have you forgotten those jungles where we had the pastimes of Rasalila? Please, my Lord, please come with us. She says, there is no difference between my heart and my mind. My mind is always thinking of Vrindavan. So you please enter my heart by placing your foot in Vrindavan. We are all begging you, please come back to Vrindavan. The Lord, when he heard the prayers, he tried to pacify Srimati Radharani by saying that there were too many demons who were attacking. So I had to go to Mathura to annihilate them. I have already annihilated Kansa. I have already annihilated Jarasan. I have annihilated most of them. There are just two or four more demons. And at the most within 15 or 20 days, I will come back to Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani was pacified by these words. But in her heart and in the hearts of all the gopis, they made carts. And these carts, they made their Lord and Master sit on the carts, and they were pulling these carts to Vrindavan. That is the original Rath Yatra. And here what we see in Jagannath Puri is exactly the replication of the same Rath Yatra. The Lord is being brought from the Jagannath temple to Gundicha, which is none other than Vrindavan. And over here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, is dancing in front of the Lord and taking him back to Vrindavan. Swarup Damodar was singing these beautiful songs, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing to the tunes of these songs. When the Rath reached Balagandi, that is the place where all the devotees can bring their offerings and boga and offer it to Lord Jagannath. There are thousands of varieties which are brought by the king and the people from the palace. There are thousands of varieties which are brought from the different brahmanas. There are thousands of varieties which are brought by all the devotees themselves. And such a huge offering is made to Lord Jagannath. While this offering was being made, can I take a few more minutes?
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the Aitota garden and lied down on a flat place under a tree. While he was taking rest, all the other devotees who were by now very tired also went and took rest under a different tree. At this point, Ramanand Rai and Sarvama Bhattacharya told King Pratap Rudra to dress up like a ordinary devotee, like a Vaishnav. And they told him, you go and massage the lotus feet of the Lord. Following their instructions, King Pratap Rudra dressed himself as a very simple devotee and very humbly went and sat next to where the Lord was lying down, and he started massaging his feet. While massaging his feet, he started very softly chanting the Gopi Gita. As he was massaging and singing, he came to the verse, Tava Kathamritam Tapta Jeevanam. The meaning of these words is that the ambrosial nectar about the pastimes and the descriptions of the Lord, when they enter into our ears and to our hearts, they revive us as if we have been revived. And when the Lord heard these songs being sung by King Pratap Rudra, he got up. He got up and asked him, who are you? Please continue. Please sing this beautiful song. Please go on singing. You are Bhurida. You are the one who is giving us these ambrosial nectars, and you have totally pleased me. By saying so, the Lord embraced King Pratap Rudra and bestowed his mercy upon him. The king, out of all honesty, told the Lord who he was. He said, I am a servant of the servant of your servant. And my only desire is that you please accept me as the servant of your servants. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport in Chaitanya Chaitamrita that when Dhruva Maharaj was asked by Kubera what benediction he would like to have, Dhruva Maharaj had asked for the same benediction. He said, my Lord, I just want to be a servant of the Lord. It is explained when Sridhar Kolavech was asked by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sridhar Kolavech was a very, very poor banana leaf seller. The Lord will often joke with him. What have you got by worshipping Ganges and Krishna? What have you attained? Look at your neighbors. They are worshipping Chandrika and they are also rich and opulent. Look at your clothes. Your clothes have more holes than clothes. At times you do not have thread to stitch them. You just tie a knot on the two tied portions. Look at your house. The roof is not able to stop the rain from entering into your house. And look at yourself, look at your body, it is so emaciated. Why do you want to do this? During the Mahaprakash, as Srivas Angan, he offered, he said, Srivas, he said, Sridhar, Ask. Ask for what you want. I can give you mukti. Sridhar Kolhapati said, I don't want mukti. He said, I can give you the topmost forms of 8 siddhis. Sridhar said, I don't want the siddhis. I can give you elevation to the spiritual planets. Sridhar said, don't want. So what do you want? My Lord, I should always remain a servant of the servant of your servants. Shri Haridas Thakur, he prays that I should be born as an insect or as a dog in the family of devotees so that I can just take their remnants. In this mood, we can understand that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy on King Pratap Rudra, it was only because of his attitude of humility. First as a humble street sweeper, and then as an ordinary person, as an ordinary devotee, coming and massaging his lotus feet. The Lord revealed to King Pratap Rudra his form as Krishna and told him, please do not tell this to anyone. When the king went back to meet the devotees, Ramanand Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were very pleased to see the king in such ecstasy. They embraced him and they immediately understood that the Lord has at last bestowed his mercy upon the king. And on seeing the happiness of the king, the devotees became happy. It is explained that sometimes it is seen when the devotees get some sort of a mercy, other devotees become envious of him. But to be a Vaishnava means to be happy when someone else receives the mercy of the Lord, when someone else receives the mercy of the spiritual master. And feeling happiness in their mercy, we also become happy. That is Vaishnava. After being fully rested in the garden, the Lord came out and the procession proceeded towards the Gundicha temple. At the Gundicha temple, the deities were brought inside and they stayed there for 9 days. For these 9 days, the Lord would spend the nights in the neighboring gardens, Jagannath Vallabh Gardens and other places, and he would hold continuous kirtans with the devotees. He would take darshan 3 times a day. And at one point, there was the enactment of a pastime between Lakshmiji and the Lord, which is known as Hira Panchami. Lakshmiji came and chastised the Lord, and there would be a drama between the devotees of the two sides. I am taking all this on a little fast track. After this 9 days, the Lord would return to the temple in what is known as the return Rath Yatra. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be participating in this and dancing with joy, and that is mostly about this wonderful festival. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Those of you